Great Talk on Retirement this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pit of pat?
Can't you have
and that happy
pot?
Life can be so sweet.
So sweet.
What is this?
Constipated man. Used to walk in the shade
with the
blues on parade. I'm not afraid.
This rover.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Well, I think you're absolutely right, Mike.
I can feel it coming.
Maybe not with constipated man.
Yeah, he's gone now. Oh, I just want to stop him for a second.
Go
feel bad for
at
him.
My feet on the sunny side of the street.
Hey, you know that I know somebody. This is a weird thing to say, but I know somebody. This is not a joke. Who only poops once a week?
Whoa.
No, it came up in conversation, just talking about health. And you know, my wife is real big on supplements and protein. So, you know, one thing led to another one. And I will say this. My wife studies. Yes.
I know someone like that that doesn't not necessarily poops once a week.
I don't know if that's good.
But they
you.
Don't poop once. They don't poop every day. It's like
now this she says twice a week is sometimes it's twice a week. Usually once a week. Now how can that even be? How can that be healthy?
I don't think it is.
No.
And she looks healthy. She's not bloated or something. She you'd never know. And I just thought. Ooh.
Does she just eat very little? Is she
no,
extremely
she eats...
skinny?
No. No.
Yeah, but still, I wouldn't.
Yeah, I don't think, I mean, yeah.
She's taking some stuff. Now, she saw a doctor, and they've given her something to kind of ramp it up to like 3 times a week. Or so. I just thought that's...
ramp it up.
Well,
no, yeah.
I just...
I think at least once a day is what
I do wish that a scientist...
healthy.
Yeah, how much?
I think at least once a day. Is,
yeah.
Well, we're not going to keep talking about this because that's not really a way to start a show. But I do wish that a scientist would come up with what I would call internal elimination.
Oh, yeah, where it just disintegrates.
It just disintegrates internally. And
ew.
You never have to do
you
that.
You want
again.
That just floating into your cells then?
No, or? It just disappears.
Oh, it's just like gone. Poof.
Gone. Just
like
gone.
A magic act.
Good afternoon and welcome, everybody, to the April 27th edition of Pinions Playhouse. We have so much to talk about today. We haven't gotten together since the Bruce Jenner interview with Diane Sawyer. I got some thoughts on that.
Yeah, and I did not see that. But
oh, man, I'm going to tell you something. It was good. It was really good, and he did a terrific job. And let's put it this way. It was a really fast 2 hours. That's when you know something's good. It goes real fast. And I think he may have done a great service to the entire transgender population by explaining it in a way that everybody can understand. And when it was over, your reaction to him wasn't, what a nut, or what a weirdo, what a freak. So we'll talk about that. But first, does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
I do, too.
All right. Speaking first, so going first, will be Eon the Peon.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I have just one thing here I will share. I love finding out new things, and especially stuff like this. And a lot of it I've been finding lately on the site Reddit. For some reason...
That's a good site.
It is. It's a real concise, easy-to-navigate site. And I love how they... Just you'll see facts that you never heard of before.
And I haven't been to it for a while, but to sum up, what is it?
So apparently there are all just categories that you can... There's like the main page where it's just people submit a story or a video or a picture of something.
So it's not a news site?
A lot of the times, the headlines lead to a news site. So yeah, okay. I think it could be considered a news site, but it's not all news. It could be just a funny picture. So you submit that to Reddit with a headline on it, and you know whoever works at Reddit decides if it's worthy enough to put. There's a main page, and then there are a bunch of subcategories where, you know, world news, videos is a category, music, funny, you know, just all different things. So right. I saw this today, and there's a hotel in Dawson City. It's called the Downtown Hotel. In
Dawson City where?
Dawson City is in the Yukon in Canada. It, I guess that's a...
Here's how dumb I am. I thought the Yukon was Alaska. That's how dumb I am.
I thought that too. And then, yeah, there may be a Yukon in Alaska as well, but this is Canada.
There's also one sitting in London. No, that's Tahoe.
There's I know, Yukon Cornelius.
So, so what do they call the areas in Canada? They're not states. What are they?
They're provinces.
Provinces. Yeah. So I guess
listen to Dan. He knew provinces. Ooh. Way to go, Mr. Canada, Mr. Strip Club patron.
Yeah.
So I guess Yukon is a province in Canada.
Okay.
So there's this hotel, the Downtown Hotel, and they have a cocktail. They have a saloon in there inside the hotel, and it's called the Sour Toe Cocktail.
my first reaction, no thanks, I won't have one.
It was established in 1973, and it's a Dawson City tradition, and it is exactly what it sounds like, an actual toe that has been dehydrated and preserved in salt is served in the drink.
Hold on. What? Where do they get all these toes?
Well, here, I have all the background here on it. It says, according to the story, there was a local, Captain Dick Stevenson, who found a toe preserved in a jar of alcohol while cleaning a cabin in 73. And so, after discussing it with his friends, he started serving the toe in this sour toe cocktail at the time it was the El Dorado Hotel bar. And so that's how it started. The first toe is said to have belonged to a miner and rum runner named Louis Lycan, who had his toe was frostbitten. So he had it amputated in the 20s. And then he put it in a jar of alcohol and just left it in his cabin. So it was found 50 years later. There's been a total of 8 or 9 toes here. So the first toe lasted 7 more years.
Hold on, they use the same toe for multiple drinks?
Yes. I'm assuming.
Okay, I thought each drink had a toe.
No, it's the same toe.
Okay.
that first one lasted 7 years. And then in July of 1980, a miner named Gary Younger was trying on for the sour toe record. And so on his 13th glass, so they put it's a beer glass filled with champagne, and then they put the toe in.
Yuck.
And so on his 13th glass, his chair tipped over backwards, and he swallowed the toe.
Oh!
It says here, sadly, toe number one was not recovered. And then it says, since then, 7 more toes have been donated to the bar. Number two was an amputation due to an inoperable corn.
Now, what again, I guess I wasn't paying attention. What do they do to the toe to make it, I don't know, drink? I missed that.
I guess it says they preserve it in alcohol. I guess
they put the toe in alcohol and just let it ferment, I guess, in the alcohol.
I guess the alcohol.
Who in the world thought of this?
I mean, that guy, Dick, what's his face?
Stevenson?
Dick Stevenson.
It's a good thing they didn't.
Toe number three was a victim of frostbite.
So when you're drinking it, you see the toe.
Yes, and there's a saying, you can drink it fast, you can drink it slow, but the lips have got to touch the toe.
Oh.
So when you drink this, you have to tip the glass up to where the toe actually touches your lips.
Well, it's been an alcohol, so I mean, it's germ-free.
Right.
It's just, I don't know, the idea.
So number three was also swallowed accidentally. Number four was from an anonymous donor. That one was later stolen by a hunter. Toes 5 and 6 were donated by a Yukon old-timer in return for free drinks for his nurses.
Oh, I don't want an old-timer's toe. I want a pretty young woman's toe.
Oh, you should see.
In my dream.
the picture, they have a picture of the actual toe on. Oh, it looks like it's like brown. It looks like a giant raisin with the, you know, I guess over the years it's turned like a brown color.
Those people are very bored up there.
Toe number 7 was an amputation due to diabetes, and toe number...
You said doo-doo. Edit it out, because you said amputation due to diabetes. You cannot say doo-doo.
That's right, kids. Don't say doo-doo on the radio.
Toe 8 arrived in a jar of alcohol with the message... Don't wear open-toed sandals while mowing the lawn.
Oh, man.
And so today you can still go there and drink the sour toe cocktail. Said the original rules were for it to be placed in a beer glass full of champagne, but now they let other drinks be in the glass, not just champagne.
Oh.
But this is the best part. This is why how I first found the story. In August of 2013, the ninth sour toe was swallowed. A customer came in, ordered the infamous sour toe cocktail, chugged the drink, swallowing toe and all, and slammed down $500, the fine for swallowing the toe. So he knew he was going to swallow it and just slammed the money down. So it says, luckily...
And why?
I don't know. Maybe just to tell the story. It says, luckily the bar had a backup toe in waiting. Now the fine has been raised to $2,500 now. So they have people that donate. They keep wanting to donate.
Yeah,
toes,
it starts with a toe, and you know where that leads.
Oh, yeah.
What's the name of this drink?
Sour toe cocktail.
You know where this leads. Sour penis cocktail.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody has an amputation. That'll be next.
But, yeah, you can look that up. If you use the search for the downtown hotel in Dawson City, they even have on their website a little... think about the sour toe cocktail.
I think I got a better idea with the sour penis cocktail, because the idea is to drink it, and as you turn it up, don't let it touch your mouth.
Yeah.
Who's going to donate their penis, though?
I mean, well, nobody
you
living.
You can do without a little toe. Oh.
You have to do it.
It has to be in your will.
Post-mortem.
From a cadaver.
Yeah. I want to leave my wiener to be a cocktail, part of the sour penis cocktail.
Oh.
Yeah, you have to will it to somebody. Although, hold on, maybe not. And this we'll get to later with this transgender stuff. Don't some guys have them removed?
I think it's split open.
I think
and then
oh,
made
oh
into
my
a,
that's made into the other part later.
Yeah,
yeah, they essentially fillet it.
Okay, so you wouldn't have that.
They fillet it and then push it inside out. And
yeah,
it goes up,
that's something is wrong with that.
For, yeah.
The words there should never be a sentence with the words filleting your penis.
No,
those words
no.
should not even be put together.
Nope.
You know, George Carlin used to have a great bit many, many years ago, and he said there are certain words that you will never see used together and certain sentences you will never hear anybody say. And his example was, please saw my legs off.
No, that should never be uttered.
No. What else?
That was all I had.
And now lead singer and bass player... for the John Kennedy Band.
Yeah.
No, I'm not the lead singer.
Oh, I didn't know that.
No,
you
no. But
well, you will be.
The Southside Johnny Band. Yeah.
You will be when the lead singer has an accident. You know what I mean. Here's Dan Strauss, everybody.
And suddenly gets electrocuted.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much. First of all, congratulations is in order. I don't know if I've told you guys this before, but my daughter... I have a daughter for one.
I didn't know that. You know that
piano?
Yeah.
No.
Never knew that.
I have a daughter. Her name's Alyssa, and she is in choir at high school.
What?
Yeah.
When did this start?
A while back. I don't like to talk about it.
How have you held it in all this time?
I know. But the Oakville Choir, the Oakville High School Choir, went to.
They ought to pay you a PR retainer.
Boy, yeah, really.
No kidding. They... You put them on the map.
Well, they. They go to on a trip every year, a competition trip. This year, they've been to New York twice, Orlando, and then this year they went to Virginia Beach. And
they played for Tony Orlando?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. They went and played for Tony Orlando.
That's huge.
In the competition. But this year they were at Virginia Beach, and high schools from all over the country come in to these different competitions all over, and the Oakville Choir... And all choirs, because they have the concert choir, the concert mixed choir, then they have the chorale choir, which is all girls. That my daughter's in three different choirs.
And what is chorale?
I'm not sure.
Does that mean girls?
I think it is. It's all girls.
Okay.
The chorale choir is all girls. My daughter's a part of that, and she's also a part of madrigals, the madrigal choir, which is mixed. It's guys and girls. And then there's the big concert choir. And all of the choirs took first place in every category
wow.
from Oakville.
And they couldn't have done it probably without your daughter.
No, probably not.
Who spoke to me on the trip. I was stunned.
I know.
Yeah, and in a nice way she spoke to me.
She did.
Yeah, hated me for years.
But they did that, so they get trophies for the school, and then they all got gold medals. So they did that. And then the Southside Johnny Band had a busy, busy weekend. We played three different times. We played Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Yesterday we did a benefit.
Next thing you know, we're going to turn on the Today Show, and you're going to be there in Rockefeller Plaza.
Oh, I hope so.
People lined up out in the streets.
Yeah.
I saw that. They did that this morning. I'll get to that later. I'm interrupting your segment.
No, it's okay. That's okay. I was just saying we had a very busy weekend.
Yeah, but I'm all for bragging on your kids. Peon, get ready. You will. It'll be all you can do.
Oh.
In about 6 months, to not every day come in. You know what Archie did today? You will. You
Archie
will.
Did this, Archie did
and it's okay because everybody that ever had kids can relate to any of it. Nothing you can say that there won't be a lot of people.
Right.
Going, oh yeah, my kid did that.
And wait till the first time. And we opened the show talking about pooping. Wait till the first time Archie poops. By himself.
Oh, he's done that before.
Oh, that's got to be. No,
by
himself.
No, on the toilet.
Oh.
On the toilet.
That has got to be huge. I wish I could remember. I have a video of my sons and my daughter, all
pooping?
Of them. No, well, oh. I have them on the toilet sitting there.
Oh,
and
sure.
It's actually really cute because I'm done.
Yes. Oh, yeah. You'll get that, too.
And then when they yell at you, you say to your wife, I'm busy. You get it.
Archie's finished.
Busy. Yeah.
Yeah, he's finished.
I might teach him how to wipe first before he poops.
No.
So he has that down first.
Oh, yeah. That never works.
You want a bonus
well.
Joke?
Yes. Well,
sure.
That this just reminded me of? I haven't told in a long time, so I might mess it up. But the short version is there's a woman who's dying, and she lives like in the sticks, and she's got a preacher who's visiting her, and he said, you know, I know you don't have much time left. Is there anything I can do? She says, yes, preacher. She says, you could do me a huge favor. I have a son. I haven't seen him or talked to him for 25 years. He says, what do you want me to do? She says, I want you to find him and please tell him I'm dying. Maybe he would just give me at least a phone call. He said, well, where is he? She said, I all I know is he's in New York City, and his name is John Dunn. So he says, you know what? I will find him. I know you don't have much time. I'll get right. He goes to New York. He doesn't know where to begin. He's standing in New York City, and he looks up. And he sees a building that says Dunn and Bradstreet. He's thinking, John Dunn, maybe. So he runs in a huge building, and he doesn't really know where to begin. So he just starts roaming up and down the halls, and he realizes he has to go to the bathroom. And he goes in, and somebody's behind the stall. He can hear him. He thinks, well, why not start here? And there's a guy in there. And from outside the stall, he goes, hey, are you done? And the guy goes, yeah. He goes, call your mother. It's stupid, but it's funny. Anything else?
No, that was it. That
all
was
right,
it.
And I know, thank you for not mentioning how devastated you are about the Blues game. Let's close the Burke. Burke segment's officially closed. I called Dan this morning to make sure he hadn't killed himself over the game yesterday.
Yeah.
And I know you're devastated.
It's so ridiculous.
They get close. They get so close.
I mean, but it's hard to even get that upset anymore. But just because we've gone through this now for
wouldn't it almost kind of ruin the legacy if they got the Stanley Cup?
I mean, no, I don't know if it would ruin it.
No, I'm kidding. No. Of course it wouldn't. I know that.
In our lifetime.
But Dan said something interesting because I had heard from a couple of friends of mine who are really into hockey, and I'm not. But they were just devastated, and they're hockey parents. Their kids play hockey, and one of these people said, "I'm so mad. They ought. What's the coach's name? The Blues?
Hitchcock. Ken Hitchcock.
Yeah, they ought to get rid of him right now." And again, I don't know enough about it to know why he would say that. The man got you to this point. That's something, but. According to Dan, there are a lot of people, including the players, I don't like this guy.
Oh, there's been reports that he's already gone, essentially.
Well, here, Dan said he actually thinks that it's in some cases, athletes on the team will dial it back.
Not play for a coach. Absolutely.
Deliberately to get him fired.
Yeah, yeah. No, I heard that.
They
too,
don't want him to get the credit, so they just go, okay, you know what?
Or they don't like his system that he implements. And
they don't like the way he treats them or anything. And then,
but that makes sense, because if you give it 100% and you make it and you take it all the way, he gets the credit when you did it in spite of him, and you don't want him to do that.
Yeah.
So I guess I get that. All right, Burke segment's closed. We're going to take our first break. We have a lot to talk about here. The Bruce Jenner thing. And before you go, I don't want to hear any more about that. I think we got a little different. I got a little different take on a couple of things that you might or might not agree with. So we have that to talk about. We I don't need to ask this. Peon, you did not watch the correspondence dinner, White House correspondence dinner.
No.
Dan, you didn't either?
No, I didn't.
I think you're missing every year. I think one of the most entertaining hours, C-SPAN, and for the life of me, why is it just on C-SPAN? It's hilarious, and it's a room filled with the most powerful people, some of the most powerful people in the world. The comedy is as good as anything written for Dean Martin's roast or Comedy Central, and it's on C-SPAN. Why wouldn't they pick it up on another network?
I don't think to watch C-SPAN.
I don't
at
either,
all.
Because normally when you tune in, you're watching the floor of the Senate, and it's an overhead camera, and nobody's doing anything. They're just kind of walking around and milling around. It's boring, but this thing was, and Cecily Strong was the guest MC comedian, and I thought she did a terrific. It was obvious she was very nervous, and who wouldn't be? You're on the main dais with President Obama, his wife. In the audience is every major shaker and player you can imagine, and it's also a room where it would be very easy to go over the line. And you say one thing and get, you know, everybody, oh, she shouldn't have said that.
I can't make fun of that person because they're here.
A couple of those. I will tell you what I thought was the funniest line delivered, and it was delivered by her. But President Obama is really good at this. If you've ever seen him at these correspondence dinners,
he's a terrific speaker.
He's got a career after the White House speaking, because he gets it and he knows that. And it seems like there's nothing he can't take that you throw at him.
I did see one clip of him with his anger translator.
and that was the weaker part
to
me.
And Peel that,
But that was one of the weakest moments. The funniest line delivered was Cecily Strong, and she looked at him and she says, "Mr. President, your hair is now so white it can talk back to the police." I thought, holy cow, that's funny. And he rolls with it, to his credit. And Donald Trump this year did laugh. Last year, he was scowling, and he you could tell he was visibly upset at the jokes they were cracking about him. And last year, too, President Obama got up and he said, "I have decided tonight I'm going to reveal my birth video." And up on the screen comes from Lion King. They're holding this cub up, born in Kenya. Or what. I'm telling you, the things that you go, I can't believe they did that. But they do. And it's one night when you just push everything aside and make fun of the things you've wanted to make fun of all year. All right, quick bit of business. We come back. We'll take some calls. We'll talk about some stuff. 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. American Equity Mortgage, longest running advertiser we have, celebrated their 23rd year in business April 1st. So they're now into the 24th year. And the reason I think for their success is they can do something that you and I can't do on our own, and for the most part don't really even understand, and that's mortgages, bill consolidation loans, and home equity loans. To me, I don't know how anybody does that for a living. I don't like paperwork. I don't like numbers, and that's all that is to me, is just mountains of paper. They do it very well, and they've done it well for 23 full years. Started here locally and now are all over the country. The headquarters is still in good old St. Louis. And if you are shopping for a home and you're going to need a mortgage, would you please consider American Equity Mortgage? They've done this for a while, and they're really good at it, and they work fast. And the rates, my goodness, depending on your credit situation, in the threes, and then way down there. So if you need that, a mortgage, or you are a homeowner and you need some money for something that's come up and you know better than to use your credit card as a lender, then go to this website, AmericanEquity.com, or call this number, 314-878-9999.
Let's see how traffic looks right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Okay, Dan, if you're traveling on westbound 70 at Branch, there's a stalled vehicle that's got the right lane block, and traffic is backed up approaching the Museo Veterans Bridge. Now, you're looking pretty good coming in over the Poplar Street Bridge, considering the construction there, the lanes that are down. Also, on westbound 40, we've got some slow traffic now from west of Kings Highway out through McCausland, a little bit heavy from Spady to Ballas. We're also looking at eastbound 40, just a tad off the pace now between 141 and Mason. This traffic report is brought to you by Staples. They have great deals on everything you need to promote your business, from business cards, brochures, banners, to pens, magnets, calendars. They even have foam fingers. Make on budget happen. Make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
This is Larry Connors. Join me at 9, Monday through Friday nights. Lock and load for the most engaging nighttime talk show, news and commentary, American trivia, and American story. Book it. Larry Connors, USA, on KTRS, the Big 550.
I have a question for you. What two flooring companies have been a St. Louis favorite since 1939? Give Up, Karastan, and Midwest Floor. Hello, I'm Brian McGee, president and CEO of Midwest Floor. For years, Midwest Floor and Karastan have teamed together to make the month of May National Karastan Month. If you've ever dreamed of owning a Karastan carpet, now is the time. Karastan, quite simply, makes the finest carpet and rugs made in America. And Midwest Floor is a Karastan Gallery dealer, which means you will find no better selection of Karastan products anywhere. And during National Karastan Month, you'll find all Karastan carpets and rugs at significant savings. Plus, on most products, you'll receive a rebate directly from Karastan for up to $1,000. So drop by during National Karastan Month for great savings at Midwest Floor in Brentwood and Chesterfield, or online at MidwestFloor.com. Quality since 1939.
Hi, this is John Shea, Mr. Fix-It, with some good news for our listeners. How many of you listening have an old TV or bulky entertainment center taking up valuable space in your home? Well, then you need to call Pitchit at 314-932-1100 and take advantage of their excellent service, as many of our listeners have. Pitchit provides a residential commercial junk removal service with very affordable rates. Their friendly staff at Pitchit will arrive at your location, remove your unwanted items, and you don't even have to lift a finger. They'll remove the item from your basement, your attic, anywhere they're located, and then clean up after themselves. Pitchit will provide free estimates. They'll visit your location on your schedule, not theirs, and provide you with a quote on the spot. Pitchit is an eco-friendly, recycling most items within reason, and of course they are fully insured. So give them a call at 314-932-1100. That's 314-932-1100. Or visit their website at pitchitandforgetit.com. That's pitchitandforgetit.com. Senior discount supply.
Hey, Cardinal fans, the weekend of May 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, you want to be at Busch Stadium when the Cardinals take on the Pittsburgh Pirates. Not only are you seeing an NL Central showdown, but you'll also have a chance to take home some great giveaways. Friday, May 1st, the portable phone charger presented by AT&T. Saturday, May 2nd, the adult replica Matt Carpenter batting practice jersey. Sunday, May 3rd, it's the adult performance t-shirt. That's the weekend of May 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. Tickets available at cardinals.com/promotions.
Two balls, two strikes, one out. A swing and a drive down the right field line.
There's nothing like coming through in the clutch. Hi, fans. This is Matt Carpenter. If you want to have the look and feel of a pro, you can take home your very own adult replica batting practice jersey, just like the one I wear. On Saturday, May 2nd, 25,000 fans, 16 and older, will take home the replica Matt Carpenter batting practice jersey. May 2nd, we take on the Pirates. Cardinals baseball, it's where tradition meets today. Get your tickets at cardinals.com/promotions.
Babe, where are you?
I'm here!
Where?
Hanging from the gutters by my fingers!
Why are you...
I was cleaning the leaves out of the gutters and the ladder went this way and I went that way!
Before this happens to you, call the folks at Aerotech, the gutter experts. With a patented gutter vacuum system, the gutter experts at Aerotech can take the worry out of cleaning your gutters while you stay safely on the ground.
Yeah, no more hanging around! Literally!
All that stuff in your gutters can clog even the largest downspouts of your gutter system, and Aerotech can quickly remove that stuff at an affordable price. Go to thegutterexperts.com to to schedule your spring checkup today. Spring gutter cleaning plans start at $49.50.
But first, could you give me a ladder?
Here, sweetie.
Get a head start on Mother Nature and get your gutters cleaned and inspected by the gutter experts at AeroTech. 314-842-9977 or online at thegutterexperts.com. Go to thegutterexperts.com to schedule your spring checkup today.
It'll be home to 942 bursts of laughter, a 16-pound blackened turkey dinner, and the loudest burp on record. It will see its fair share of broken windows, broken bones, and broken hearts. But first, you have to find it. Start your home search at Zillow.com or on our family of apps. You can view millions of photos, browse historical pricing data, and even sign up for alerts when new homes hit the market. Zillow. Find your way home.
Listen each week to the Financial Safari with local retirement coach Jerry Means. Jerry says the best place to start when putting together a plan is to have the right definition of diversifying.
We have a lot of people come in. They do own small cap, mid cap, large cap, but they have all their money in stocks. And we think you should diversify among stocks, bonds, mutual funds, annuities. You know, it all boils down to the fact that all of the pieces of the financial puzzle need to fit together.
That's the Financial Safari, Sunday mornings at 10 on the Big 550 KTRS.
You know, I was wondering, you know, if you could keep on, because the force, it's got a lot of power.
I'm sorry, hon, what?
It makes me feel,
what are you saying?
It makes me feel like it.
Oh, yeah. Now, what was his, what do you label him? He's not transgender. What was his bag?
Weird.
Yeah, okay. I don't know either. Oh, you know what? I used an expression I haven't used for 50 years. Bag. People used to say, "It's not my bag." Remember that?
Bag. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, that's not my bag, man.
Would you say eccentric or something? Or would
I don't
you
know.
Yeah, I
don't know
that
he ever.
He
says he wasn't gay. He wasn't transgender. He was. Yeah, I mean, just
think
odd.
He wanted to be a kid.
Yeah.
I think that's how you could.
There's no name for that one.
I guess
yet.
He didn't have a childhood because Joe put him right to work and.
Yeah, we'll come up with a name for that eventually. Okay, here we go. Off to the phones, 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. Thanks to our caller, our listener, she knows who she is, who sent me a quick message that the correspondence dinner was apparently run on CNN and Fox. I didn't know that. I thought it was just on C-SPAN. So that's good. Some other people who didn't know C-SPAN existed had a chance to catch it. John's on the phone. Let's talk to him. Hello, John. How are you?
Hi, everybody. I'm AM and PM.
Thank you, John. Thank you. How can we help you?
Well, I was watching CNN in the doctor's office today. I usually don't watch that. And they were given a list of the countries who were helping Nepal and sending aid and people and assistance and all that. And I noticed number one was the United States. They were also listing some of the monetary. The United States is already in the millions. It'll probably end up in the billions.
We're 10 million initially. We wrote a $10 million check initially.
Yeah, but here's the thing that kind of struck me is the countries that jumped up first was the Netherlands, the UK, the United States, India. And here's the thing on the other side, the countries that weren't there was like Kuwait, Russia, Saudi Arabia, all the million-dollar, multi-million-dollar, billion-dollar countries in the East, you know, the oil countries. Nobody was in there. It was all Western countries. And then they hate us afterwards. And they hate the United States. They hate the United States. But we bust our butts and send people over there. We've got the search dogs already over there. We've got the special forces already over there. And they hate us. And I don't understand this hate for the United States.
I don't know if they hate us in Nepal, do they?
Correct.
They do?
What's that?
They hate us.
They hate us in Nepal, but almost everybody outside the United States hates us. We went to Haiti and they hated us. And we gave massive amounts of AIDS. And every place, it doesn't matter where it is. We send aid, we help everybody, and they all hate us. That's just my comment. Thank
you.
Okay,
thank you, John. Well, that's a valid comment. I don't know that we know any other way, though. That's just the way it is. Something happens, we're there. That's not a bad thing. And I think the reason some of those other countries have so much money, they don't help anybody.
Right.
They keep their money for themselves. Josh is on. Hello, Josh. How are you?
Well, Frank, you know I'm aiming the field.
Well, I hope so. Hallelujah. What's up?
Well, I got a couple of things. Number one, I think Michael Jackson was transracial.
Transracial. That's great. He was transracial.
I think. I mean, because he identified as a different race, perhaps.
Yeah.
But that's not why I call it. Last week, you were talking about the, I think it was actually on the 20th, I believe it was 420. But you were talking about the how the media doesn't like to cover things, or they don't cover things. There's things that go on, like Area 51 and stuff like that. And I had, the night before, I just watched a documentary called Trace Amounts. And it was a, really, it was about mercury poisoning and how we don't know that we're being exposed to it, like through light bulbs and things like that. It was something that you just never see on TV.
Well,
you don't see it on the news necessarily because, I'll be honest, the majority of the, and I don't want to get controversial here or anything like that, but the majority of it talked about vaccinations and how there's mercury in vaccines.
Yeah, but there's a lot of money. Also,
there was a, go ahead, sorry.
There's a lot of money to be made in scaring people, too.
Oh, exactly. Did you see the piece on, I won't say the channel, but it wasn't 2, 4, 11, or 30, a local station, last night about scaring people about a measles outbreak here in St. Louis? Well, there haven't been any measles cases in Missouri in years. So, no. But they're saying it could happen because people have exemptions and, you know, they're carriers. I don't know how.
You know what? It's the state of the news business. If they can't scare you, coming up, be sure to stay tuned. Your child could be exposed to the most deadly toxic material if your child was born in the state of Missouri. I mean, that kind of stuff. And
They don't show the other side of that where everybody's kid is being exposed to dangerous toxic materials on a daily basis when they're getting these vaccines that are laden with mercury.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I just don't pay attention to it. You know, I read today where this Freddie Gray in Baltimore.
Yeah.
And by the way, thank you, Baltimore, for taking the spotlight off Ferguson. Thank you. No kidding. You did a great job. When you decided to do it, you made it bigger and nastier than ours. And I see where they said that some lawyer said that Freddie Gray, as a child, because he had lived in, I don't know, the projects or something, it looks like he might have been exposed to lead-based paint. So I guess that's the reason he was a criminal or something. Well, guess what? He and every other kid, millions of kids, I was exposed to when I was a kid, we didn't know anything about all that crap, and I think I'm fine. I don't know that to this day I'm that worried about lead-based paint. But, yeah, no, that's the way.
I would check out the documentary, though. It was really interesting. It was really well done. Like I said, it's called Trace Amount. And it was an eye-opener for me because I didn't know anything about half of the stuff he was talking about.
Okay.
And, you know, some of the stuff I kind of went in with a preconceived notion of what he was going to say, but it's worth a watch, and it kind of shows the spotlight on, you know, how corrupt the establishment is. The people who are making the money off of it, it really kind of shows just how bad it is.
All right, Josh, we'll watch for it.
All right, thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Quickly, did you hear in the news earlier on the station where Will.i.am, was it that robotics thing? Did you hear that?
No.
Yeah, he's big into that stuff, and I don't know if people knew this. Will.i.am, it's not his, well, it's not his full name. His full name is Will.i.am in the PM. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, yeah, I just found that out.
Wow.
Research.
That's pretty cool.
Did some research, and I found
it. So he shortened it a little bit. Just
a little bit.
Yeah, stage.
Will.i.am. And then I'll ask you this question, both of you. Who do you think the world is waiting to watch in the next big interview? We just had Bruce Jenner.
Oh.
And I got to think, it's like thinking about, okay, two celebrities have died. Who's going to be the third? They die in threes.
Huh.
I'm telling you, I think I got it. I know who it is, and it's going to happen. And they're going to have to sit down with this person, and it's going to be, I think, a big audience. I don't know if it'll be as big as Bruce Jenner, but close. Who do you think it is?
Wow, I have no idea.
I can't think of
Brian Williams.
Oh, yeah, I could see that.
Wouldn't you love to hear his story? Because they now say...
Oh, I just... Yeah.
There are 11...
That's what I saw that
specific
article.
Stories that he lied about.
NBC
fabricated.
Found out about.
Yeah, and they're still digging.
Yeah.
So he's done. I think he's done. But that's an interview I'd like to see. Let's see if he'll blame it on lead-based paint or something when he was a kid.
Has he admitted to all these lies?
He hasn't done anything.
No.
He's never... Not a word. Nothing. And I think right now he's meeting with the best of the best PR people, and they're planning, when you do speak, what are you going to say and how are we going to do it? Obviously, it'll be on NBC. Then I give it to Diane Sawyer. It's ABC. So Lester Holt or somebody will sit down with him, whatever. And I'll be there, just like I was for the Bruce Jenner thing. And then real quickly, we won't talk about it unless you want to. Listeners want to. Here's what I've decided about, and the Bruce Jenner thing made me think of this. I have, my whole life, made jokes about gay people, about transsexual people, and I'll continue to. Because even gay people love gay jokes. A joke is one thing. But what I walked away from with this interview was this. The way he did it, I hope, helps a lot of people understand that sometimes people are born, they're born with something or some personality or some sort of not what we consider normal traits, and they have nothing to say about that. But when it's sexual, it's easier to make fun of, because I think a lot of people think if it's sexual, you can fix it, you can change it, you can pretend you're not that way. When somebody's born with cerebral palsy, nobody jokes about that. Who would? Down syndrome. And to me, this is, in a way, it's kind of the same thing. If you're born gay, if you're born in a body that's not the body you should be in, it's torment. And I can't even imagine what it would be like to go, oh, he's 65 years old. He's gone 65 years old. Not happy. And not being able to be himself. Now, I also want to add this. To those of you who march in these parades and you prance in pantyhose and boas, knock it off. Because you are part of the problem. And you're part of the reason that many straight people perceive all transgender people, all transsexual people, all gay people as freaks. And you're not helping when you do that. Because I don't think that look is representative of the LGBT community. Does that make sense?
Yes.
I mean,
the flamboyancy and all that stuff.
And they'll always be jokes. Somebody asked me one time about gay jokes, and I said, well, what about this? Most jokes are about heterosexuals. They are jokes about heterosexuality. Guy goes into a bar, and there's a woman at the bar, and he's now, hey, I haven't seen you around here before. I mean, lots of jokes. And nobody has a problem with that, but when you joke about, you gotta be careful if it's a gay joke. We don't really have to, but what we do have to stop is this hate. Hating somebody because of something you don't understand and because of something they cannot help. And I don't know that even though you can mask a transgender life, you can't mask Down syndrome, you can't mask cerebral palsy, you can't mask if you're born with no arms, but you could mask and pretend you don't have this issue. Shouldn't have to do that. So it's taken me a lot of years to try to, and again, I've said this before, I'll never get comfortable with the flamboyant side of it or with two guys making out. It's just, I won't. I don't hate those people. I've never hated them. So if you didn't see the Bruce Jenner thing, I don't think there's anybody who could have watched that and when it was over said, what a weirdo, what a freak. Odd, different, not what we consider normal or natural, not what he considers normal, but it's the way he is. It's the way he is, and there's really, to be happy and finish out the rest of his life as himself, there's no other way to do it but what he's doing. So, and then I got to throw this in there too, because this is what I don't get. He said he likes women. You guys didn't see it, but he said he's attracted to women. But he feels like he's a woman. Now, will he be a lesbian?
Yeah.
Will he be considered a lesbian? Or
he'd have to be. He's now a woman in a dress, Barbara Jenner, or whoever he's going to be, yet he's attracted to women. That's a lesbian. But it's not really a lesbian. It's, I don't know. And that's where you start getting a headache. But it made you think. And as confusing as it is for us, think how confusing it is for those people. So there you go. And The other interesting thing, I think, is there are far more women trapped in men's bodies than men trapped in women's bodies. Now, Chaz Bono was the guy trapped in a girl's body. But it seems that most of these people look like men, but inside they're women. So, it's an observation. Aminis. If I owned a retail store and they said, just put in it whatever you like to play with, I'd have built aminis. Now, I'm not, you know, some people, area rugs is their hobby. I used to work for a guy. He'd go to auctions to buy handmade Oriental rugs. He loved them. He studied them. Nah, I'd sell them because I think they're beautiful, and machine-made rugs, and they have both. Lighting, I don't know a lot about lighting, but I bought a couple of fixtures from the Jaffe Lighting Department upstairs. What a beautiful display of all kinds of lighting for your home. This is Aminis. It's lighting, it's rugs, it is leather furniture, and then it's pool tables and shuffleboard and foosball and arcade games and jukeboxes. It's an interesting mix. Nothing in that mix is junk. There's no junk in that mix, which is why there's nothing in there for $59.95, unless you need some that powder or dust ice for your shuffleboard table. Everything in there is from a couple of hundred up for the most part, but no junk. An example, again, is the electronic dartboards. You can buy them in the Target-type places for $49.95. They don't sell those electronic dartboards. They sell really good ones. Pool table, want to spend $1,000 for a good slate table? Fine. You want to gingerbread it all up and spend $30,000? You can, too, $30,000. And then one last thing, and that's the patio furniture. Let me know, will you, if you find any place with the selection of top-grade patio furniture anywhere, because I don't think that place exists. And take a look at the Tommy Bahama collection of patio furniture. It's Aminis. It's a big copper dome in Chesterfield Valley. A-M-I-N-I-S, Aminis.com.
How many companies can trace their roots back to the 1904 World's Fair in Forest Park? Renoco Coffee Can and our headquarters and roasting plant are still located in the heart of St. Louis. We have grown with this city, and today, with thousands of customers in the region, our passion is serving those who serve our products.
Pennzoil Synthetics takes synthetic motor oil performance to a whole new level. Make the switch to Pennzoil Pure Plus Synthetics today.